Hello, and welcome to show number 2544 of Eyes on Success, a weekly program empowering the visually impaired with expert advice, personal stories, and the latest in technology and accessibility. I'm Nancy Goodman Torpy.
And I'm Pete Torpy.
Hello, I'm excited to help you learn more about JAWS. To get started, just type your question in the chat box below. Type your question here, edit.
And that was excerpted from one of the several AI tools from Vispero that we'll be talking about today.
JAWS, Zoom Text, and Fusion users can now benefit from artificial intelligence-powered tools like PictureSmart AI and FS Companion, which you just heard, that provide image descriptions, label buttons, and help users with commands. We'll talk with Elizabeth Whitaker from Vispero about the resources and training programs they offer for learning and using these and other advanced tools. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip comes from Elizabeth Whitaker.
Actually, my tip of the week, and this is something we've gotten a lot of questions about recently, is when you're in a Zoom meeting and you're using JAWS, how do you silence the alerts? You don't want to hear when someone raises their hand or when someone enters or leaves a room. How do you silence those? You can do that by pressing Alt Windows S. Sierra. That's Alt Windows S.
And if you forget that, you can ask FS Companion.
Yes, you can.
The other useful feature that you have for meetings, which maybe isn't strictly classified as AI, but is sort of AI, it's this face in center of view tool. That has to be very useful because often blind people are looking someplace else or they're not in the camera. And if you're working with other professionals, that's not cool.
No, and actually, that's a great one to mention because if you press insert or caps lock space, followed by the letter F for face, and then O, that turns face and view on. And it will tell you if your brightness is normal or low or high, if you are facing center. And, you know, that way you know that you are in frame, and it'll tell you that you need to either turn your head to the left or right or move your camera up or down. And you can also use PictureSmart AI when you're in face and view to make sure that there's not something in that frame that you wouldn't want someone to see. So, you know, maybe there's a box nearby and you want to make sure that box is out of frame. You could, you know, use PictureSmart AI and you could go move that box if you need to. Yeah. And then you just use that same keyboard combination again, insert space followed by F followed by O to turn it off. And then you can join your meeting.
Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
the Forsyth Entrepreneurial Center at the Chicago Lighthouse, whose 2025 Business Enterprise Competition will provide one blind entrepreneur with up to $25,000 in seed money and a plan to turn their business idea into reality. For more information, visit www.chicagolighthouse.org/FEC.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
Let's start by meeting Elizabeth.
Today's guest has been with us before on Eyes on Success, but there's always something new from Vispero. And so, Elizabeth, maybe we can start out by having you introduce yourself and tell us a little about yourself.
Absolutely. Well, Pete and Nancy, thank you for having me back, first off. My name is Elizabeth Whitaker, and I am the manager of the user education and documentation team here at Vispero. So we are responsible for all of the training content, all of the webinars and other podcasts, and all of the content that's on YouTube, plus all the documentation for our software, JAWS, Zoom Text, and Fusion. So that is what we do on my team.
And how long have you been at Vispero?
Going on 7 years. Here in a few months, it will be 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun. You have a great team to work with there.
We do. Yes.
Support for Eyes on Success comes from our listeners and corporate sponsors.
For more information about airing promotional items on the show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
This week's focus topic is some of the new artificial intelligence-based tools available for JAWS and ZoomText and Fusion, and the training that is available to learn how to use them effectively.
Well, Elizabeth, we wanted to talk about training today, but in particular, we wanted to talk about training in regard to some of the new features that JAWS has been introducing in terms of AI functionality. So maybe we can start with talking about some of the new AI features, and then we'll talk about what tools there are and resources there are to have people trained to use those effectively.
Absolutely. So, you know, AI, as we know, is everywhere, and it's just grown in leaps and bounds over the last couple of years. And everything that we use now, it has some sort of AI tool embedded in it or uses some sort of AI. So we had started implementing AI into PictureSmart when it was a feature that was added back in 2019. But at that time, AI wasn't nearly what it is today. So in 2024, we renamed this feature PictureSmart AI because it really did use AI in a way that it hadn't before. So PictureSmart is one of our features that uses AI to describe images. You know, you can chat with it. You can ask it questions about the image. For example, if you were on the internet and you were looking for an air fryer, and you wanted to make sure that you were purchasing a model that didn't have a touchscreen, you wanted it to have physical buttons. So with PictureSmart AI, you can get that image described, and then you can even ask questions about, you know, is there a touchscreen? Are there physical buttons? Describe the layout. You can give it prompts like that. So that was one of the features that we added.
That's a feature I find very useful because there are pictures all over the internet. Plus, lots of my friends are always swapping pictures back and forth. And it's very easy to just click on an image file in File Explorer and get a description and ask more about it, as well as images on the web itself.
Yeah. And when you're in File Explorer, if you have a lot of pictures that, you know, maybe you don't know what they are, and those files are always, you know, always have some kind of generic name, you can rename the picture once you know what the description is. So I found it to be very useful for that as well.
PictureSmart is a feature of JAWS or an independent tool?
It is a feature of JAWS. It is built right into JAWS. And we use ChatGPT and an AI tool called Claude to provide two different descriptions. And so those descriptions will be very similar, but it gives you a wide range of information there and it broadens that spectrum for you. So yes, it is a feature that is built into JAWS.
So that's one AI feature you introduced some time ago, as you pointed out, but there are more AI features too.
There are. So one of my favorite, I'll save one of the big ones here for last, but one of my favorites is also our AI graphics labeler, which allows you to label a graphic or a button or a control. So let's say you're on a web page and you are navigating by, let's say, button, and you hear button or two button or three button or something like that, something that does not tell you anything.
Or unlabeled button.
Exactly. Even better.
There is a lot of those on the web.
There are. And so now you can label those. It will use AI and give you a label for those. And you can even relabel them. You can go in and customize them. There are a lot of things that, you know, that you can do there. But that's another one of my favorites because, you know, you label it. And then when you go back to that web page or that app where that control is located, it will use that label that you have now provided.
That removes a large sense of frustration on many web pages for users.
Yes.
Another one of the tools that's available is FS Companion, and I like to use that quite a bit. Maybe you can tell our listeners what that's all about.
This one is one of our most used, I would say, features because of how robust it is. FS Companion is literally an AI tool that teaches you how to use JAWS, ZoomText, Fusion, and other applications like Microsoft Office, Google Workspace applications, and navigating the web and so on. And so you can launch it from JAWS, you can launch it from ZoomText, or you can actually go to the website, which is fscompanion.ai, and you can ask it questions. You can say, what are place markers in JAWS? And it'll tell you. You can ask it, where can I use place markers? How do I use place markers? You can ask it questions about Zoom text. For example, how do I magnify the screen? How do I increase magnification or decrease magnification? Or you can even ask questions about other applications like Outlook, for example. How do I create a signature in Outlook? And in addition to just giving you the answers, it will give you step-by-step instructions, but it's going to give you those keyboard commands. So whereas you might look something up on the internet, you might want to know how to create that signature in Outlook. And what you might get back are steps that tell you how to do this with the mouse, what to click on, you know, look for the three dots, look for the hamburger icon, and things of that nature. But with FS Companion, you're going to get those step-by-step instructions and the keyboard commands. And of course, we're constantly training it all the time with new information. You know, anytime we have a webinar and we have those resource documents that we create for our webinars on specific tasks that we cover, we enter that information in FS Companion. And so it's always learning new information.
You just said something really interesting. You're training your AI companion trainer on all of the training materials that you've prepared to provide in webinars and other formats. That is way cool.
Yeah, and it really gives people, I think this is one of the pieces of feedback that we've gotten too, is that let's say somebody comes to a webinar on how to manage PDFs. We had a webinar on PDFs a while back. And they leave the webinar and they think, oh, well, now wait a minute. How do I set the Adobe interface to, not use the new interface, but to use the older one, the legacy one? How do I do that? I don't remember how to do that. Well, just go to fscompanion.ai and ask it.
And that's what's so special and powerful about this tool is it's not trained on the entire internet of information like most AIs are. So you can get information that is very specific to how JAWS is used with these various applications because you did train it on your own documentation and Microsoft's own documentation.
Absolutely. And, you know, we continue to update it too, because anytime that there are new keyword commands, for example, if Google changes some keyboard commands for their workspace applications, or if Microsoft changes something, we can update it with that information. And so that way we can ensure that you're, as a user, you're always going to get the most recent information.
And even for an experienced user like myself, I mean, I've been using JAWS for practically 30 years, I guess, and it has grown so much with all these different hotkeys and settings, and you just can't remember all that. So it's very easy to go back to FS Companion and figure out, hey, I want to do this. How do I do it? I know I can do it in JAWS somehow.
Yeah, and it's great for looking up keyboard commands. I use it all the time because, you know, we're always teaching keyboard commands, but we teach so many that you think, oh, what was that command again? So yeah, it's great for looking those up.
So you mentioned a number of AI tools that JAWS has built in these days, which really sets it apart from many other screen readers on the market, makes it much more powerful in that regard. And then you want to talk about the training programs for how to use some of these tools effectively.
Absolutely. So several months ago, we've been conducting training on these tools that I just mentioned. And in doing so, we started talking about AI and how we use it, you know, ChatGPT and Gemini and Copilot, and how people are using it in the workplace and how people are being required to do more and more with it. And so we thought, well, we really need to provide comprehensive training on AI, on our features as well as other tools that are out there, because, you know, AI is changing and evolving very quickly. There are new tools being developed all the time. So we set out to create an ongoing training series, and we wanted to make it more than just webinars. We wanted to make it something that a person could go to and follow a journey, follow a path, right? So you go there and you think, well, I'm new to AI. I really don't know how any of this works. Where do I start? So we wanted to create a web page where users can go and go from the very beginning. Or if you're an intermediate user, maybe start from somewhere else. You could look up something very specific. So we hold an AI webinar once a month. It's always the first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern. And if you go to freedomscientific.com/learnAI, what you're going to find there is you'll find the page is organized using headings. And so if you press the letter H for your JAWS user, you're going to find a heading there for our upcoming webinar. So it's going to list those and it's going to give you all the registration links and everything for that. And then you're also going to find a heading listing the AI tools, and we're going to be adding more, but you'll find links to things like ChatGPT, Gemini, Copilot, FS Companion, you know, relevant information about our JAWS features. And then there's a heading where we archive the webinars, and that's called AI Lessons. So that's where you're going to go if a webinar has already happened and you want to go back and listen to it, watch it, that's where you're going to go. So those are archived under Lessons. And then we go an extra step further and we take the tasks from each webinar and we create exercises, practice exercises. So for example, we had a webinar on ChatGPT on October 2nd, and you know, we talked about what ChatGPT is, the different models, how to access them, and then we create tasks that are all kind of related to one another. For example, you know, use some information to create a document, summarize that document, create a spreadsheet, then create a graphic, maybe a graph or a chart to place in that spreadsheet. So these are things that people are doing every day in their jobs. They're tasks that people are automating using AI. So the series starts out with a couple of introductory webinars, and then we go on to ChatGPT and Gemini and Copilot. That's what we're covering throughout 2025. And then here shortly, we're going to start listing the webinars that are going to take place in 2026. And we have a whole lot more to cover. We're going to make it very comprehensive but easy to follow, and we're going to continuously add information to this Learn AI page.
That's great. So there are many ways people can interact with these training sessions. One is by joining and actually listening live, and I suppose people can ask questions that way and interact.
Yes.
And then you can go to the recording if you couldn't make the time scheduled for the live webinar. And then I think it's great that you have these little examples set aside, because sometimes people don't want to listen to like an hour-long audio to find some information that they're looking for or some tips that might be useful.
Yeah, and that is a long, especially if you've already listened to it and you think, well, I want to try what you taught in the webinar. Well, we wanted people to be able to do that. And we do transcribe all of our webinars. So if somebody needs that transcription or would rather follow along with that transcription, you can do that as well.
A complete, well-rounded service there.
Yeah, we're going to be adding to it. So we welcome feedback. We want to know, what do people want to see? What do you want us to add? What would you like us to, you know, do differently? What are some things that you would like us to talk about? So we welcome that feedback.
So I'm fully sighted, but as Pete mentioned, he's been using JAWS for decades, literally decades. And I can't tell you how many times he's told me that one of the reasons JAWS works so well is that its developers were blind and they needed to make it work. Does your education and training team also use these tools?
Yeah. So on our training, on our education team, we have myself, we have Justin Fagel. He is also a JAWS user. Rachel Buchanan, who is Director of User Education and Technical Support. She's a JAWS user. She uses Fusion some as well. But we also have Carl Scott, who is not a JAWS or ZoomText user. He is fully sighted, but he does write the documentation for ZoomText. And so he will use it and, you know, learn more about features and just kind of use it to get that user experience.
Well, he is not the first employee at Vispero who's been fully sighted, but using the tools anyway.
Right.
The other thing that's nice about this is, first of all, it's nice to tell people about these new tools and the fact that you are introducing new AI tools and taking advantage of the technology in these products. But it's also important to teach people how to use these effectively, because some of these AI things, working with them is a different paradigm, and it can be a little tricky for people who aren't used to that paradigm.
Yeah, I agree. And two, another thing that is confusing as well is there's so many different models. You have the online version, the app. You might have, you know, for example, Copilot is built into Office applications. And so I think it's important to let people know, like, this is what the tool does. This is how it works. And to learn more about how they're going to be using it or what do they have access to.
Well, and I've used a variety of those tools, Gemini, Copilot, Perplexity, and they all work a little bit differently. And, you know, up to now, I've been kind of learning on my own what works, how do I find my previous prompt, where should I enter my prompts and things like that, let alone how to work with AI and make prompts that are specific and make a difference. But they all do work a little bit differently, don't they?
They do. And that's a really good point. And that made me think of something when you said that about experimentation. And that's one thing that we encourage people to do. You know, we provide these exercises and we provide some suggestions and things that you can do. You know, for example, in our second webinar, we really talked about prompts because I think it's really important to understand two things. A, what is a prompt? And B, how do I use it? And one of the things that we stressed was, you know, talk to it in a conversational manner. And this is something that we got a lot of feedback about as well. People said, oh, well, now that I, you know, kind of understand how to talk to the AI tool and what I can ask it, I'm going to go experiment with that. So that was a great piece of feedback. And I think it's important to know, just, you know, go try it, go use it, go ask questions and see what happens.
It makes a huge difference how you interact with these AI tools. You know, being specific in your prompt and very descriptive is important. And then, as you say, interacting with it and following up. It's almost like talking to a person. So you may request the person to do something and they don't quite get it right, you know, because there's a misunderstanding or they had a different conception of what you really wanted. So it's important to follow up with the AI, just as you would a coworker or someone working for you, and say, no, that's not quite right. I'd like it like this, and be a little bit more descriptive and specific.
Exactly. And also, I think, you know, where the voice chat is available, I think that really helps with the ability to have a conversation because it's literally talking back to you. And so then it really does become a conversation that you are actually having with AI. And because it's in a conversational manner, it makes it easier to think, oh, you know, it kind of prompts you as to what to ask next or, you know, gives you ideas in that sense.
Yeah. It always amazes me that every year JAWS is updating its features. And I think, wow, this is great. What more can they possibly do? And it seems like they're always adding something new. And it's particularly exciting to see some of these new AI tools being integrated into JAWS. And I assume that will continue to happen in the future as AI matures and you come up with more ideas as to how this can be used effectively for users.
Absolutely. We definitely will be.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
Now for this week's final item, how to learn more about the artificial intelligence-based tools from Freedom Scientific that we've been talking about and how to contact them.
Well, Elizabeth, let's just recap for people to make sure they have the information that they need to take advantage of these training tools and use some of the AI tools effectively. Where do people go to find some of these training tools?
So we archive all of our webinars that we do because we have the AI training, plus we have software webinars every month on the third Thursday of the month. So you can go to freedomscientific.com/webinars, and that's where you're going to find all of our archived webinars. So everything from how to use some of these AI tools, the features of JAWS and Zoom Text, for example, plus other, you know, training content on different applications. You can also go to freedomscientific.com/learnAI for all the information on our AI training series.
And if people had suggestions or questions again?
So if you have any questions or suggestions, please send them to training@vispero.com. And Vispero is Victor, India, Sierra, Papa, Echo, Romeo, Oscar. So it's training@vispero.com.
So you've been referencing Freedom Scientific and Vispero. Can you just clarify the relationship there and why you sometimes use one name or the other?
Absolutely. So Vispero is our company name, but we still have the Freedom Scientific brand. For example, you know, all of our software is under Freedom Scientific. We still use those domains for our training pages and all of our software pages and things like that. So Vispero is the company name, but we refer to the products as being Freedom Scientific products.
And just to remind people, we talk mostly about JAWS here, but a lot of these AI tools, in fact, all of them, I suppose, also work with Fusion and Zoom Text.
Yes.
So people should keep that in mind.
Right. And actually, PictureSmart works with Fusion because there's JAWS, and Fusion is JAWS and Zoom Text. But there's also a really neat feature called Mouse Mode, PictureSmart AI Mouse Mode, where you can focus the mouse pointer on a part of a picture and just get it to describe just that part of the picture. So, and we do have some training on that on our webinars, the freedomscientific.com/webinars page.
For people who prefer social media, do you also have a social media presence?
We do. We are all over social media. So on Facebook, we are Freedom Scientific. On X, we are at Freedom Sci. That's at Freedom SCI. And we are at Freedom Scientific on Instagram and TikTok. We also have a YouTube channel, which is Freedom Scientific Training. So you can find us anywhere you consume your social media. I just want to remind everyone to go look at that page, freedomscientific.com/learnAI. And again, as a JAWS user, you're going to be able to navigate by heading. You're going to find our upcoming webinars, our archived lessons, our practice exercises, and we also have a heading there for resources. And so we're going to be adding to that page, and feel free to give us feedback. We want to know, what do you want to learn? What are you doing in your daily life that requires you to use AI? Or how have you started using AI since you attended our webinars or checked out the page? So also send us an email to training@vispero.com.
In case you missed it, all of that information can be found in the show notes for episode 2544 at our website.
That's it for today's show. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about building community through fitness. Participating in sports and exercise programs can be life-changing for people with vision loss. We'll talk with Tara Rogowski of the Northwest Association for Blind Athletes about inclusive fitness, adaptive sports, and their free virtual and in-person programs geared to the blind. They also discuss the role of community engagement.
Thanks for joining us this week, and we hope you'll join us for next week's episode.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
You can access the full archive of previous shows, subscribe to the podcast, and much more by going to our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net. If you have questions about anything you've heard on the show or have suggestions for future shows, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
Thank you for listening, and have a nice day.